risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Lutheran Church. Today is the last Sunday of Easter, but today we are also celebrating the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are happy that you are here with us in the house of our Lord this morning. Our
glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. I don't know about you, but I have a hard time remembering things anymore these days. Maybe it's because I'm too worried about things in the future. Maybe it's because I'm too busy with various projects and things in my head. Maybe it's the fact that I'm another year older, and you may look at me and say, "You're not that old," but I think age has nothing to do with the fact that we forget things. We don't remember a lot of things. Remembering things is difficult. I'm constantly writing stuff down, left and right, all over the place, sticky notes all over as to what I need to be doing. Remembering things is difficult. Remembering why certain things happen and what's happening around us is even more difficult. Tomorrow is Memorial Day, the unofficial start of summer. Lots of new cars are on sale. I'm even thinking about browsing some mattresses this afternoon, even though I don't need one. Meat is on sale, charcoal is on sale, cases of beer and soda are discounted. A glorious three-day weekend to party. But we don't remember, do we? Tomorrow is a day to memorialize the ones who fought to gain us our freedoms, who paid the price so that you can go out and buy that car or that mattress or that food freely. Ones who paid the price so that you could freely come to this place. Tomorrow, Monday, Memorial Day, is a day that we have often forgotten about. Dead soldiers who served our country bravely. Dead heroes, men and women. Dead, morte, done with this life. And yet how quickly we forget and do not remember why we have this day tomorrow. Remembering things are difficult when we make it all about ourselves and the stuff that we can accumulate and everything else that we can get to do with a time like this. Remembering things is difficult, isn't it? Even in my own sinful flesh, as much as I try to remember, it's hard. Why are we here today? Why are you here on this Memorial Day weekend, the first weekend of summer? The campgrounds are open, the lakes are warming up. Didn't we do all of this last Sunday? Same liturgy, same words, similar music and hymns. Many today will say that the church needs to constantly change and branch out into new ideas, new sermon series and topics, new gimmicks and fads. But do you remember why you are here, dear brothers and sisters in Christ? It's because we are dead. Morte. Done. done and dead in our tracks because of our sins. Wars are still being fought. Religious zealots still are blowing up and shooting people because they want one another dead. And the world is a dangerous place. You can watch the news and be reminded of that. But we haven't made it any safer ourselves, have we? Think of how you have treated each other. Think of what you have said and done and thought about one another. Have you lifted them up? Have you shown them love? Have you shown them mercy? Or are we no better than those who want us dead? How quickly we forget our own sinful nature. How quickly, even more so, we forget why we are here today. We are here because, once again, the life-giving gospel is being announced and proclaimed to you and to all who would darken our doorsteps this day. The wondrous news that Jesus Christ has taken on our flesh. He has taken on all of your sin, all of your guilt, all of your broken and shattered and messed up lives, and he has done away with it on the cross for you. Do you remember this? Or is it old news? Is it just like trying to remember Memorial Day? Yes, we know. We know the price that's been paid. We know that there should be some wreaths laid. We know that people will visit these memorials. But we have bigger and better things to do. Do you remember? Do you see the importance of why we come to this place? He paid the price, the ultimate price, for your life by laying down his life in this world. We are here today because we get to hear the same message over and over, because we need to be reminded over and over that we are needing the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. We get to come here today because now is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear his voice, do not ignore what it is that he has to say to you. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. But not leaving you in your sins, your shame, and your guilt. The Father, through his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, has spoken to you wondrous, freeing words into your ears once again. I forgive you. I forgive you of every last one of your sins. Every last one of you, every last sin that you have done, it is forgiven. It is no longer remembered as far as the east is from the west. It is no longer placed before the Father so that he can pour out his wrath and his anger against you. Death now has no victory over you. Christ has died, he has risen, and now he has ascended at the right hand of the Father for you. And that is why we are here. He has ascended at the right hand of the Father. The ascension does not mean that Jesus is far out in the space someplace. He's not sitting in a chair in the sky overlooking at us little peons in the world. He says, remember what he says, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am," he says, pouring out his blessings and abundance of love and mercy to you. He ascends at the right hand of God, a place of great honor, power, and might. He ascends so that he can go to the Father to show the price that he paid for you. Look at my hands, my side, my feet, dear Father. Forgive them. Let my blood speak that best sentence of forgiveness for them. He is now seated at the right hand of the Father, whispering your name, that God may have mercy and forgive you each and every day. But the ascension does not mean that he is far away from us. Go back to what Paul said here a few moments ago, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and a power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and all. And that is what is so beautiful about the ascension. Christ has not left us. Luther says that in Christ's ascension, God is now more present with the people of the world than he ever has been before in the history of the world. We can gather around this word and this meal, and we can remember our baptism each and every time we gather into this place, and he is present with us just as much as people who are doing the same thing in Africa, Egypt, or the East Coast are doing these things at the same time. He does not go into heaven to be far away from us. He goes into heaven so that he may reveal himself in your hearing and your tasting and seeing that he is in these wonderful gifts that give you his benefits of the cross. And so as we come to this altar once again this day, and as we feast on his flesh and blood, we remember the price that he paid on the cross. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We remember our baptism daily. As we walk by that font, we are reminded that he called you by name out of those waters. He drowned you in your sins and resurrected you with his Son. You now have a new life. You have a new conscience. You now have a place prepared for you in the heavenly places where Jesus has ascended. And though at times we don't always remember why we are here, he will never forget you. Jesus doesn't forget you. He has remembered you in his kingdom. Father, let us prepare a place for them here as well. Father, let them have a seat at the highest place at the table. Father, let them reign with us in eternal glory. Father, let us call them out of their graves on the last day so that they too may ascend fully resurrected into the heavenly places. Do you remember this? I pray that you do. But if you don't, this is why we are here. So tomorrow, take a moment as you car shop, as you try out those various mattresses or you fire up the grill. Take a moment and thank God for those who paid the ultimate price for you so that you can come to this place today and receive the kingdom of God. But also remember that today and every day as a baptized dear child of God is a day of freedom for you, a day where sinners are set free, a day where death is shown the door, a day where you live by the forgiveness of all of your sins. Every day we are reminded of this, every day over and over, because Christ has not forgotten you. He is ascended, yes, so that where he is, you may be also. Christ has ascended. He has ascended indeed. Alleluia. To Christ alone be all the glory now and forever. Amen. We rise.